AviationPros.com is the portal website for AMT, Airport Business, and Ground Support Worldwide magazines. Visit daily for breaking news, industry blogs, and insightful articles from our magazine's editorial team. And don't forget to sign up for our publication's daily e-newsletters. It's all at AviationPros.com.
Hello and welcome to the Aviation Pros Podcast. I'm Christina Marsh, editor of Airport Business. In this episode, I speak with Metropolitan Nashville Airport Authority President and CEO Douglas Krulin to talk about projects happening at the Nashville International Airport, including BNA Vision and BNA New Horizon. BNA Vision began in 2017 as a project to create more space to keep up with growing traffic rates and includes several key features over many phases, including the terminal lobby renovation and international arrivals facility, an on-airport Hilton-branded hotel and terminal garage, satellite concourse, the Donaldson Pike relocation and terminal access roadway improvements, Concourse D and terminal wings expansion, Terminal Garage 1 and Terminal Garage 2, Interim International's arrivals building, terminal apron and taxi lane expansion.
So my first question for you is going to be about the Grand Lobby. So I understand that that was unveiled in January 2023. Can you kind of give me an overview of the project and what the need was for the project?
So, yeah, it was getting us close to the culmination of BNA Vision. So we started BNA Vision in 2017. And in order to build everything that we wanted, we had to close the central lobby for a little bit over 2 years. And we had to build new ticketing wings, new security checkpoints to the north and to the south. And so when we opened up the Grand Lobby, we were able to bring everything back to the center and basically went from 10 security lanes to 24 security lanes, from beginning at 10 lanes and then at the end, 24 lanes is where we're at right now.
Okay. So what were some of the other key features involved with the Grand Lobby?
Well, the biggest thing was we needed more space. Nashville has been continuing to grow for a little over 12 years in a row now, 11 for sure. This year we'll set a new record come June as well. So the airport's growing. We needed to upgrade the infrastructure. And so with the old terminal, we basically had to widen both sides by 50 feet. We brought the front out approximately 50 feet. And then on the back side, we added another 168 feet where our new international arrival facility is. So that all that extra square footage allowed us to set up a more enjoyable, large open space for our passengers to come in. If they didn't need to go to ticketing, they just went straight through security. And then after they cleared security, they were in our, what we're now calling our marketplace. And it's also our arrivals for international flights.
So if you were to kind of lay this out visually for us, so going from the Grand Lobby to the international arrivals facility, there's a marketplace kind of in the middle of that.
Yeah. So today you walk into the entrance of the airport because we've expanded the building on the left side and right side. There's new automatic doors that you can be dropped off instead of just the doors in the center. So there's several sets that you can get dropped off at now. When you walk in, you're going to have 100 or 200 feet to be able to look at the FIDS displays, look at the weather displays, look at the art and the videos that we're showing you. And then as you're processing that information, you're basically headed to security. You'll go through one of the 24 security lanes, get processed through TSA with all of their new equipment. And when you pop out at the end of that, you're at one hallway that goes left to right. If you go to the right, you're going to A and B concourse. You go to the left, you're going to CD. But you also now have the option, because we expanded that building out 168 feet, to go straight ahead. And when you go straight ahead, then you're into this grand marketplace that basically has a large restaurant on the left, Acme Feed and Seed, and on the right, it has the Titans Press Box. And so you can sit in that large open area and enjoy a nice meal, or you can power up and use Wi-Fi and your computers to wait until you get closer to your flights. There's a second hallway that you can choose to exit on, or you can go straight ahead to the big windows, and that's where the six international gates are at. So basically, it's like, you know, it's a big picnic area that you can hang out with and wait. If you don't want to go straight to your gates, you can enjoy the sights and sounds of Nashville at that point.
Okay. So both the Grand Lobby Project and the International Arrivals Facility Project, those are two projects that are part of an overall larger project called B&A Vision. Okay. So now these two components, the Grand Lobby and the IAF, those are two of the latest projects that have happened as part of B&A Vision. Can you kind of give us a little bit of a broad overview about for like the timeline of B&A Vision? Okay. You know, the why, when you guys started, and then when the Grand Lobby and the IAF fell into play.
Okay. So if you go back to the 2017 time period when we came up with B&A Vision, I think we were approximately 14, 15 million passengers. This year, we're going to be at 24 million passengers. So because we had seen growth in the couple of years before 2017, we knew we needed to get going. So when we started this program, we needed to get to the center of the airport to make that bigger, to handle the volume of passengers that were coming through the city. So first thing we did, we couldn't change the middle right off the bat. So we built a north ticketing wing and a south ticketing wing. Each of those was 200,000 square feet, two stories. The top story is ticketing. The bottom floor below it is baggage claim. So when we built those, we didn't use them right away for ticketing. We used the top floor for security checkpoints, a north and a south, and we used the baggage claim expansion area to move our rental car offices so we could then gut the middle of the airport. So once those two big wings were open, then we closed the center for 2 years. And that's when we stretched the middle part of the airport on left, right, north, south to come up with the grand lobby and the marketplace. All while that's going on, we added a new concourse, Concourse D, that gave us six gates. And we used that to shift our airlines around while we were expanding different gates going on and, you know, throughout the different areas of the airport. So in order to get to the middle, we basically had, you know, 2.5 years of work to build up and be able to move everybody out of the middle. And then we used the old center of the building that was in the middle as our scaffolding to build the new roof, to expand that building as we're growing. And then ultimately, as we finished B&A Vision just a few days ago on February 20th with the hotel opening, we started at 14 million, we're at 24 million, and everything we built is designed to support 35 million passengers. So we got 11 million room for growth.
So let's talk a little bit about the International Arrivals Facility. Can you tell me what some of the key features are?
Well, the first key feature is we dug it out of two stories of rock. So the building, you know, the floor that people are in sitting on, hold rooms, did not exist. And so it's our, what we would consider our level three service. So we had to dig down in the rock below that two stories to build the processing facilities for customs and border protection. So we did that while that marketplace was under construction as well. And so when we started V&A Vision in the 2017 time period, 2018, we were able to land British Airways, but we didn't have enough capability to process passengers for them. So we upgraded our old IAF that could only do one jet at a time to 400 passengers an hour, built them a new international kitchen, and then with the promise we would build a new IAF that would bring the jets to the middle of the airport. So instead of being able to do one jet in the old days, we can now do six jets simultaneously from international destinations. And then once they get off the jet, they go down a set of escalators, stairs, or elevators to go into the customs and border protection side of the house. And that's where we go through processing. So we now have the ability, we upgraded from 200 to 400 an hour in the old system. Now we can do 800 passengers an hour internationally arriving into Nashville. But we also built that big enough that we could go to 1,200 passengers an hour with a few more cubicles. So the promise was, if you're an international visitor coming to Nashville, we wanted you to land. And from the minute they opened the door to that international jet, we wanted you to go immediately down to Customs and Border Protection, and then through a long tunnel that we built to the Ground Transportation Center. So within 30 minutes of that door opening up on that jet, you're headed to Nashville. And again, if you think about it, we dug down into that rock. So below ground level is where these people are processing. We didn't want that to be, you know, like we were taking them into a basement that you couldn't see out. So we have transoms that bring in outdoor light into that facility. And then we hired a bunch of local artists to design a beautiful mural on the wall. So as soon as they're coming downstairs on the escalators, they start experiencing the beauty of Nashville, the art, the history, and just the music side of the house as well. As soon as they get their bag, they make a turn, and then they're looking at this beautiful welcome sign that says, "Welcome to Nashville, Tennessee." And as soon as they clear customs, then they go through this new 300 foot long tunnel that we built under the airport to pop out at the Ground Transportation Center. And when you go through this tunnel, you're looking at, I think it's 140, 150 different images of the history of Nashville, all in black and white, that can take you to show you how the city has grown over the last couple hundred years. Those guests come into Nashville, they're welcomed, they go through state-of-the-art facilities, they get a sampling of our vibrant economy and what goes on in our city. And then within 30 minutes, they're headed downtown, which is only a 15-minute drive away. And so and we hope it's a good way to say welcome to Tennessee.
So I understand that within the IAF, in the new Customs and Border Protection Zone, there's some new biometric technology. Can you tell us how that technology within the CBP zone has improved operations?
So they're still in the process of fine-tuning that, but basically, they're using the Customs and Border Protection latest and greatest, but to do facial recognition. Global entry is a huge hit for that. I came back from a flight just recently, came down the escalators I flew back on a British Airways from Heathrow. And when I arrived in Nashville, I waited a couple minutes for my bag to come out. I got my bag and I got through customs in less than a minute. And so if you're participating in global entry, if you're, if allowing on both sides of the pond, if they're using facial recognition and that, they're like, yep, that's Doug Krulin. Here he is. He arrived. Nothing to declare. And you're off to Nashville. So I was surprised. I've been in lines for years, in customs, and that was the smoothest visit that I've ever had.
Is there anything else that you think folks should know about regarding the Grand Lobby or the IAF?
I would say for the Grand Lobby and the marketplace is the investment that we made into the, and we came up with a design standard. So it is designed to be open and warm. So the tones and colors of everything we did is to reflect the warmth of Tennessee. So it is a very comfortable space. It's beautiful to look at. And then if you take that and say, wow, this is a nice space, we invested a lot of time and effort to design artwork. So we have a beautiful, my words, chandelier that's hanging from the top shelf, the fifth floor that comes down. It's 8,000 fiberglass rods holding, you know, paper kites that is basically designed to look like a cloud. At the top, it's all white. And then as it transitions close to the ground, you see all the earth tones from Tennessee. And then that's only on the, that's in the middle center. When you go through security checkpoint, you look to the left and the right, there's 105-foot murals on both the north and south side that are made up with preserved plants that are in the image of two iconic bridges in Tennessee, the Veterans Memorial Bridge and the Natchez Trace Bridge. And so there's art, whether it, you know, it looks like vegetation or it's art that's hanging from, you know, the roof of the building. And then you have these huge 12K displays that you would normally see in a football stadium or something that's running real time, weather updates, real time flight updates, but it's running videos that we have had created for the airport to entertain our guests. We run about 11 or 12 videos every hour that would be from entertaining you on the beauty of our state parks, the beauty of our city during the day, or the beauty of our city at night. It also has all of our professional sports teams, soccer, hockey, football, baseball, that are highlighted. And then it also has animations on how to distill, you know, how to build things like a guitar. So you're like going through a movie theater as you're walking into our airport and moving on to your next destination.
Wonderful. That sounds very interesting. Okay. So on February 20th, the airport completed B&A Vision. So yes. My question for you is, what's next for the airport? What does the future hold? You mentioned New Horizon. What is that? Yes.
So February 20th of 2024, we finished the B&A Vision program, and that was with the opening of our first on-site airport hotel built by Chartwell Hospitality, 9 stories, 298 rooms, and it is within 20, 30 feet of the front door to the airport. So it is spectacular and beautiful. While we were on the last phases of B&A Vision, you know, the plan is what's next. And so we came up with the program called New Horizon. So in 2022, we started New Horizon, got board approval shortly thereafter. We're already into building an extension on Concourse D, which will add 5 gates. That's going to be used as an empty chair for us. That opens up July 2nd of 2025. And then we have a brand new Concourse A. We will, as soon as Concourse D extension opens, we immediately close A, demo Concourse A, which is 6 gates today, and it's built back at 16 gates. So we have been doing a lot of earthwork and building new ramps for dual taxi lanes for the airplanes to come in and come out of on this new spectacular concourse. Concourse D extension is $280 some million. The new Concourse A will be about $890 million. So New Horizon follows B&A Vision. It also cost another $1.5 billion. And that's not it. So that's going to finish in 2028 when Concourse A opens up. But based on our growth, we all started a third program. We don't have a cool name for it yet, so we're just calling it Terminal 2. But what we know is by the time we open this up in 2028, we're less than 5 or 6 years from needing another larger terminal. And so we know that it takes about 10 years to build a new terminal. So this year, the Board of Commissioners in January authorized us to begin the Terminal 2 study. We'll finish that by the end of this year, and we hope to have that addition up and running by 2034, 2035, because at that time, earlier I mentioned B&A Vision built enough to get you to a 35 million passengers. Well, in 2035, we'll be going through that. And we want to be able to go from 35 million to 50 million or 50 million to 70 million. So we're already planning what follows the new horizon.
Wow, very exciting.
Yeah, it is very exciting.
So since we're talking so much about the future, I have to ask, because it is such a hot topic in the industry right now, electrification. Is that something that you have thought more about introducing into the airport, into future plans going forward?
Yeah, so electrification sounds cool when you say it. I would answer you two ways, and I didn't brag about the sustainability features of B&A Vision and New Horizon, but one of the things we built as we got into the New Horizon, the B&A Vision program, is we cool the airport with water from a quarry that's 50 degrees year round. So we pump cold water into the airport and then we run blowers over the top of it. So that saved us a lot of money in electricity. So electrification, it sounds like you're getting away from fossil fuels, but there's other things that we're doing sustainability wise. It just means I don't have to use as much electricity. So we're saving millions by using water to air condition and keep our building at a constant, you know, temperature. So that's one. Two, we do all of the new glass in the airport is called electrochromatic glass. And so that basically is like your transition sunglasses. When you when there's a cloudy day, they're clear glass. But if it's sunny, then our glass in the marketplace and Concourse D tints automatically, or the admin building where I'm standing right now, will tint automatically, deflecting the sun from coming into the building and heating it up, thus saving more electricity. Then what we've just started doing, we opened up a satellite concourse as well with 8 gates. And so over the last few years, we have gone from diesel buses to compressed natural gas buses. And when we opened up the shuttle, we went to electric buses. So we have our first 9 electric buses. They run 24 hours a day. Every 3 minutes, they're there to pick passengers up around the clock. And so we are into saving electricity, but also using electric vehicles or whatever to save us from having to buy gas and those kind of things. So, and we're doing it two ways, I would say, to help ourselves.
Does the airport plan on adding more electric vehicle charging stations in the future?
Yes. When we opened up and when we started B&A Vision, we had one garage. It was 3 stories tall, only had 2,000 spaces. Where I'm standing now, we demoed that garage, and then we built 3 garages on top of that space. And now those 3 garages are 6 stories tall, and they have 7,000 spaces. And on the majority of the floors, especially on levels 2 and 3, is where we have our banks of charging stations for our electric vehicle customers. We also designed it so that we can expand the number of electric vehicles charging stations on those floors if necessary. And I think that's one of the things that we're looking at right now. I don't have the most recent update because there was a big ramp up in electric vehicles, and now it's sort of slowed down a little bit. But we have never not had the ability for people to charge so far.
Fantastic. Well, Doug, I just wanted to thank you for taking the time to speak with me today. This has been really fun hearing about BNA vision and what's to come for the future with the New Horizons project.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks again for listening to today's episode. To learn more about the projects happening at Nashville International Airport, make sure to check out the article in the upcoming issue of Airport Business, March-April, titled Nashville International Airport Soars with the Completion of BNA Vision and Embarks on a New Horizon. Stay up to date on industry news, current issues, and information specifically for airports, airport operations, FBOs, and airport-based business by subscribing to Airport Business Daily Newsletter. And as always, please continue to visit aviationpros.com.